A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, February 15th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about alleged police brutality following the beating up of some protesters on Saturday.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about alleged police brutality.
The riot police on Saturday pounced on and violently broke and beat up activists during a pre-Valentine's Day protest dubbed "I Love You Zimbabwe," which was organized to demand love for citizens by the government in the spirit of Valentine's Day.
Two protesters were left hospitalized at Avenue's clinic in Harare and later released on the same day. The march was organized by the Zimbabwe Activist Alliance, ZAA, Youth Advocacy and Reform and Democracy, that is YAD, and the Restoration for Human Rights, RAW. But, of course, human rights groups are complaining that the levels of police brutality in the country are reaching unprecedented levels. And many activists have also resorted to taking the members of the police to court for the alleged police beatings. Gibbs.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, ask for it.
Hongu hama zadio anasi, tila utitinge tichitarisa nezwe kurowa kwevanu vanenge vachiratidzira munyika nemapurisa zvinova zviri kunzi nevanorwira kodzero dzevanhu kutyora bumbiro remitemo. Tinodawo kunzwa kuti munoti kudii nezvinoitwa nemapurisa kana vanhu vachiratidzira. Asi kazhinji iwo mapurisa anoti vanhu vacho vanenge vasina kupiwa mvumo yemapurisa asi vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu. Vanoti zvinovashamisa kuti mapurisa anoti hapana mapurisa ekuchengetedza runyararo, asi kana porohwa vanhu panenge paine mapurisa akawanda. Gibbs, I think we have our first guest. That is Moses Mutyasiri, Director, Zimbabwe Policy Dialogue Institute. This is one of the groups that actually participated in the protest on Saturday. Mr. Mutyasiri, good evening.
Yes, how are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you very much.
Gibbs.
Yeah, before coming to you, I would wish to say something in the valley concerning iloko kwenzakala blessing. Sizwile ke ukuthi ngelanga le kungakafiki Valentine's Day abantu eZimbabwe bebetshengisela esitaladini lapha besithi ke bathanda iZimbabwe, ngakho ke befuna ukuthi iZimbabwe la ibathande. So bebehamba bethula amarozi, befuna ukufaka amanye amarozi eParliamente, kuzobuya amanye nje banika uZulu ukuthi ke pho nxa kusiywa phambili kumele abantu bathandane kanganani. Ye, ukuze lingena uhlelo khona manje sicela lisifonele nasenombolo 001-202-619-2077. Ye, kumqoka kakhulu ukuthi sikhuluma ngokuthi ukuhlukuluzwa kwabantu ngamapholisa. Ye, so Mr. Moses Mutyasiri.
Yes.
So what happened at the weekend? Can you just give us a brief?
Basically, we partnered with the Zimbabwe Activist Alliance, the Restoration for Human Rights, YAD, led by Themba Mliswa, and the Zimbabwe Policy Dialogue Institute to have a peaceful march just to conscientize Zimbabweans a day before Valentine that we love Zimbabwe. It was just basically a march to express our love for Zimbabwe. So that's basically what the objective of that march was.
But was it sanctioned by the police?
Yes, in fact, what happened is we wrote some notification letters to the police, and on a Thursday, we were called at Harare Central, where Muzari Udewe and some other colleagues from the partner organization went and held a meeting in Nemapurisa Epa Central, including those from JOC, the Joint Operation Command. And we expressed to ourselves that we do not want these misconceptions to continue, that civic society in Zimbabwe are agencies of regime change. Okay. So we went to explain to them that we are simply going to march to show our love for the country. So basically, yes, the police were informed, the members of JOC were also present. And we also highlighted to them that the bill says what the law stipulates. It says peaceful marches and peaceful demonstrations. And the law only states that tinofanira kunotify mapurisa, which is what we did.
Thank you so much, Mr. Muchikasira. Please do stay on the line for those of you who are just joining us. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about alleged police brutality. Of course, there were some activists, about 100 of them, who were protesting on Saturday, just a day before Valentine's Day, to say there must be love in Zimbabwe. Two of them were brutally beaten, allegedly, by the police, and they were hospitalized and they were released on the same day. And of course, we have seen a high number of Zimbabweans taking the police to court for the alleged acts of brutality that human rights activists are saying are unconstitutional. Gibbs, I think we have our second guest. That is Mr. Charles Nyoni, a member of Occupy Africa Unity Square.
Yes, Mr. Nyoni, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening and good evening to the listeners as well.
Thank you very much. So, Mr. Nyoni, can you tell us about your experiences, you know, in the hands of the police ever since you started occupying Africa Unity Square?
Currently in public knowledge and public domain that the Zimbabwean Republic Police is actually a very brutal part and the arm of the state. So for us to say they allegedly abusing people and picking them up, that's not not saying the actual truth, because they do beat up people. They do actually go on to violate the so-called constitutional right that is enshrined in the Constitution of Zimbabwe, even though they are supposed to be protecting the citizens of Zimbabwe.
Now, are they? We have also seen that a number of activists have now resorted to suing the police. Is this something that you have considered? Because you can sue for wrongful arrest. You can also sue for assault.
Yes, we have started considering that avenue, the legal action of suing the police as well. But as you can see with the state, ever since we started occupying Africa, where the state reacted and the police started picking us up and some of our colleagues were hospitalized, and all those cases that we have filed since back then, that is since last year, nothing has yet come out of them. They are still pending in the courts of this country. And for us to say, the only hope that we have to keep on suing the state is just hoping for something that will never happen. But it is essential that, according to the new constitution, the Zimbabwe Republic Police should respect the law, since they are the custodians of the law.
Thank you so much. Of course, we must take note that it is this same Occupy Africa Unity Square group that had one of its members abducted 11 months ago. We are talking here of Itai Dzamara. Regai tiende kuneva tere ripana mkoma wariku jiteva daunzi mkoma confused. Magadi.
Tiripo magadi mkoma blessing.
Aiwa isu tirinani zvedu. Tipeo maoni renyu.
Ah, maoni rangu ani kuti takungo chema kuti de mwari vapindira. Takunawo kuwana hurumende inotiitira zvakanaka. Nekuti tikatarisa mamiriro ezvinhu hakusi kuti tingati pane mhosva kuti varatidziri vanga vane pavaresvo. Asi kuti inyaya yekutongoti zvinhu zvisina kumira zvakanaka hurumende yedu haichakondorori. Saka dei papaita kuti tagona kuwana way out yokuti kuda tingabudavo zvinhu zvaitiitira zvakanaka.
Aiwa
tinoti
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Tinokutendai.
Of course, mukoma confused there, he's saying that maybe it now needs divine intervention so that Zimbabweans can be ruled by people with love. He's not happy with the current situation.
Okay, let's take umnumzana ke uVolta Moyo ose South Africa. Baba Moyo ungauchona njani?
Siyachona Gibbs, uchona njani?
Hayi njoni kahle ka uswati nya waya ngaphakathi baba Moyo.
Yanti yini ke lingasafuna ukukhuluma lana ngazi ukuthi libeselinizondelana.
Ngosu sizonda Moyo enxa vele walahle radio.
Hayi njonkani ngila.
Oyi. So ke ungathini ngodaba loluke lwabantu bachayiwe kona ngale Harare njalo lokuthi amapolisa aphatha njani abantu bezimbabwe.
Uyazi egipsi indaba yakhona ayiqalise emapoliseni ngokwayo, iqalisa kuma-leaders. Ama-leaders yiwo apromota i-violence ebantwini isebenzisa amapolisa, ama-state organs. Yikho uze ubone kuthiwa kula ma-state agent security, ama-CIO. Nxa ukuinterpreta uza kuthatha ukuthi laba bantu bavikela ilizwe, i-state ngokwalo. But you'll find ukuthi these organs bazikela individuals or certain political parties. Le into instigatwa ngama-leaders aba enjoya ukuvictimizwa kwabantu besebenzisa amapolisa. Kunjalo ke yikho ungasoze ukuthi uhamba ngikithi khona phana emathebeleni uhlangane lo mntwana wakithi ovele emathebeleni kumbe egwanda kunjana elipolisa. Ngoba khathesi sekufike esimeni sokuthi laba abantwana abangamapolisa abasoze bakwanise ukuhlala labantu abavela kibo ngoba abantu abaningi bazikhimayizwa ngamapolisa. Kuyagcina kufika ebangeni lokuthi abantu badinga amapolisa bazirivenjele bona balwe namapolisa. Ngoba even ku-constitution lilungelo lomuntu ukuzivikela against i-criminal nxa ifuna ukukubulala. Amapolisa sesifike esibangeni sokuthi ngama-criminals ebantwini abathunywa ngama-certain individuals ukuthi bavikele izifiso zabantu abalutshwane. Kubi kakhulu. Ama-leaders kumele abone ukuthi into zalezi azenzakali.
Kodwa ngombono wakho phela baba Moyo ubona zani kuzaqhubeka kunjalo kuze kuthini?
Ye lokho sekusezandleni zabantu beZimbabwe. Nxa bengasoze bazikhulula ebugqilini abakibo kona kuzaqhubeka kunjalo. But nxa bona bangakuthatha bathi lokho asisakufuni yonke into iyasitoshwa. Ngitsho lawo amakhiwa alwiswa asitoshwa uncinjezelo lolu. Labo abantu bakithi abayenze ngendlela enjalo ukuzikhulula ekugqilini lobuhlunguli abakibo kona.
Bo bakwenze njani konoku ba?
Abazivikele emapoliseni. Ngoba awusoze uyekele wena utshaywa ngumuntu ekutshayela into eyaziyo ukuthi ayirongo. Whether into irongo kumbe ayirongo uyatshaywa kuphela. So kumele uthini, uzakhala kubani? Wawungaze uye kuma-leaders. Akula abasoze bakuvikele bathi mapolisa lingatshaya abantu. Ama-leaders abekholisa. So abantu kuyagcina lapha abantu abamele bazivikele bona. Bavikele ilungelo labo. Bavikele ubuhlungu ababuzwayo agenesi amapolisa.
Hayi sibongile kakhulu emoyo ungadinga kusasa phela uphenduke.
Ngiz
Yes, Bonnie Akulu. That was Mr. Volta Moyo. He's in South Africa. You know, you are saying that leaders are the ones that are actually promoting brutality against the people of Zimbabwe. They are saying that they are using the police actually to defend themselves. And it appears as if maybe people will think that the police are too brutal, and yet the leaders are doing that. So he ended up by saying that, you know, Zimbabweans need to protect themselves from the police, but he was not encouraging violence. So you're saying, in a way, you know, you need to engage somehow to actually defend yourself from such kind of attacks.
Of course, Zimbabwe's constitution, that is section 59 of the constitution, states that every person has the right to demonstrate and to present petitions. But sadly, some human rights groups are saying Zimbabwe is still using, allegedly, draconian laws that were inherited from the Smith regime, such as the Law and Order Maintenance Act and other such laws that are oppressive to actually thwart would-be demonstrators, Gibbs.
And also, Blessing, Section 67 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, that is subsection 2, D, says every Zimbabwean citizen has the right to participate individually or collectively in gatherings or groups or in any other manner in peaceful activities to influence, challenge, or support the policies of the government or any political or whatsoever cause. So, Mr. Muchasira, is the Constitution only on paper, you know, because... You know, it is written in a way that encourages that kind of good spirit in the country, that you can actually even make a single person demonstration in the streets. But is this all in paper or what?
I think the major problem yakaitika pataka saina bumbiro ijairi kaire. People got too excited. They got too excited about having a new constitution, and they forgot about creating awareness on the provisions of the very same constitution. Saka vakabva vakanganwa, then hapana munhu akakwanisa kuramba achisumudzira kodzi, because zvinoshamisa kuti mapurisa anokuti tinotify kana muchida kuita such an activity, you notify them. Vopedza vanouya vokurovai zvakare. Mukarega kuvanotify, vanouya vokurovai zvakare. Saka tiri kuti chaizvo chaizvo ndezvichiita apa. Isu nyaya yatiri kutarisana nayo seZimbabwe Policy Dialogue Institute ndeyekuti nyaya yeconstitutional realignment haina kuzonyatsokuteedzerwa zvakasimba, which is why pane vamwe izvino vatakuona vakuda kudzingwa vana vamunangagwa ndivo vaifanira kunge vaipusha basa irori saminista wejustice, asi vakanyanya kunakirwa nevice president. Vakakangana kuti mitemo iyoyo yavanenge vachidi mangwana tinge taanavo kuopposition vachitsikirwa nemitemo iyoyo. Saka tiri kuti nyaya yeconstitutional realignment ngaienderere mberi, mitemo yedu iteredzerwe nemunhu wese, kwete kuti vamwe vanhu vanobva vakirwa vokanganwa zvinhu zvinoita kuti nyika iende mberi. So that is our major concern, kuti mitemo just on paper, but paground chaipo chaipo hapana ari kuutevedzera. Ezvose makore mangani taane bumbiro nyowani, asi kuti zvinzi ngatiite realign malaws aenderane mitemo dziyatso kupfekana-pfekana zvinoita kuti nyika itongwe zvakanaka, tinoona vamwe vanotora mapepa aya vogarira mumatebho, hamene kuti vaifunga kuti zvinosvika kupi. Asi now we are now beginning to see kuti the very same things ndo zvichaguma zvatsikirira munhu wese. Saka ipapo tinoda kukurudzira vemasangano vemapato, kunyanya vari muparlament, vamwe veopposition nevamwe veZANU PF, vaise musoro pamwe chete, vati kwete, enough is enough in terms of kuita realign malaws aya kuti Zimbabwe ienderere mberi. Even macivic groups ngaaonekwa achisumudza musoro. Opposition irimo muparlament yeMDC inotungamirwa naTsvangirai ngavapenge, kwete kuenda ikoko kungonotamba zvavo vachienda kunotamba kuparlament. Tiri kuti that era is gone. Ngatiteedzere bumbiro redu remutemo, tiite nyika inokwanisa kuve nyika inozivikanwa nekuti uphold marights evanhu vayo.
Tinotenda zvikuru vamutyasira. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the alleged police brutality. Many human rights groups are saying members of the Zimbabwe Republic Police are not following the dictates of the law, because sections 58, 59, and 61 of the country's constitution give Zimbabweans the right to demonstrate as long as it is peaceful and after notifying the police. But the activists are complaining that members of the Republic Police are not allowing them to demonstrate peacefully. Tinemwe Mtereri Gibbs, Mkoma Newton. Makadi Mkoma Newton.
Buton, B-U-T-O-N-E.
Buton.
But one. Buton.
Buton. I want to note in the school. Tipeo funguazi.
Tumofara makadini. Regai ndi daio. Sajumi itamezo. Kiti kiasa kikunde chema. Merani muku chikoro. Wa mtemo. Kunye ito amunika. Nima purisa. Unyanya mapurisa. Lakini tarisira kutimbio wanogu. Na utibatira. Munyeje mtemo. Bati, ukazo tarisa, regai ndi tange ndi chiti, in Zanu PF, 90% of them, if not 85%, are not educated. Same as kumapurisa, unobona kuona 85% or 90%, lari pro Zanu PF, meaning to say, are not educated. They can't translate mutemo, kutawra nisa, okutu unobureli, nukutu isi mutemo says, notify Napurisa, hauna kuti ask for permission. Now you want to go to the Missisa Ipabo. Urema kuti, wakango gara waka ita chini, zia zikungo, zichi wombo wombo zio, zia zikungo fuzi uro wa. One, two, three. As long as, let me say this, as long as Mugabe is still on power and alive, akufa patiwe gomtemo munyika muno kuzimbabwe kunyanya muzimbabwe azvise zvaitika what only Mugabe zvaakakwanisa kuita mukuburarama kwake kana kuti kubva 1980 handina kukura naye but zvandimasa ndakashanda naye kubva 1980 kubva kuma 1978 tiri manamjiba antii tapinda munyika mamwe mayuti chaanokwanisa kurwisanisa lani kuvenganisa navanhu izvo zvinhu zvaanogona ikozvo handi munhu achanganidzi nyika dzese ndo zvaanokwanisa izvozvo mapurisa vanobva vatakwa mai mashoko okufungira kuti vanhu vanongo kudemonstrata hapana varohwa hapana varwiswa hapana vaita sei mapurisa vaivakungorora vanhu iri tedza kuzvisa kuti why are they not understanding zvinhu kana ivo chero dai vachii against the government.
Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu. What our caller there, Buton, is saying is that, you know, he says he is a Mujiba, or you can call him a war collaborator, but he's saying that the president has a history of dividing the people. He says he noticed that from 1978 during the Liberation War that there are those tendencies. And he's saying that, you know, the government must not be hard on people who are demonstrating. Instead, the government must deal with whatever things are complaining about, you know, instead of beating them up, Gibbs.
Yes, Baba Nyoni, ukonekwe wane? Baba Charles Nyoni, uyakinzwe cingo konapho. Kungazana ucingo lwakhe luwile kancane. Let's get back to Mr. Mchasira. Mr. Mchasira, why do you think that the police are always so, you know, brutal against the people? What's the reason, really? Apart from the fact that somebody claimed that maybe it's because of the political leaders who are actually protecting themselves and using the police for that process.
I think in AI report, there are so many factors. Look at the police around the Chita Uno, Wakandai. Chekutanga, I think in a political allegiance, Chayo, Yabuti, Rano Funga, Buti, Kanavari, Mapurisa, Erime, Bukto, Rumofana, Hungary, Richard, who does a creator. Allegiance, Baturis, and UPS. I think it was first and foremost kana vachisumuka vachienda kubata vakazvitaurira kuti ndiri mupurisa anomirira nyika zvinogona kutibatsira kuti ivo pachavo vabhihevhe ine nena inoita kuti vasumudzire mutemo. Then chechipiri, I think we've got a weak parliament. Parliament yatinayo iri so partisan zvekuti hapana consensus nyangwe dai vanhu vachitaurirana vemapato akasiyana ari mumuparliament dai vanga vachifamba nenzwi rimwe chete vachikondema in the strength of terms nekugadzira mitemo inoita kuti mapurisa asave partisan ndinoona zvinhu zvedu zvingadai zvichifamba zvakanaka. Then koita nyaya yelitigation iyo panofanira kunge pachikwanisa kuti civic society yakasimba inoendesa veministry of home affairs mapurisa kumatare so that inogara iri nyaya inotaurwa ichiramba ichitaurwa pasina kutya kuendesa kuvaendesa kumitemo tinouu.
Thank you very much there, Mr. Muchasira. Wakati kuluma wako kakuli kuti ongani kusobala blessing kwenyanzani ke idale leparlamente kuti lingane liqinanga kangako ngaliqinile ngako yakhanya lapho yakhona. So ke sithathe ubabunyoni sizwe ukuthi usubuyile babanyoni.
Ye,
babanyoni nxa sikhangela sibili okuphakathi kwemapholiseni kungabe kuyini okwenza ukuthi begcina bejezisa abantu kangaka kambe bazama ukuthi kumbe bazenzele kumbe bayenziwa ngabanye abantu ukuthi bakwenze khonokho.
Yabona iproblem lapha mnumzane ekhona ngeyokuthi umthetho wethu omutsha amapholisa akazange afundiswe ngokwawo. So bona balokhu besebenzisa umthetho wakudala ngoba vele kabakwazi bengakutshaya kumbe bengakubophi ngaya kubo ungaba banena eyinye yengxenye esemthethweni omutsha bakhanya vele bedanile bengakwazi ukuthi ukhuluma ngokwani. So mna embonini wami ngibona kuqakathekile first ukuthi bona ngokwawo amapholisa ake ahlaliswe phansi afundiswe umthetho omutsha ukuthi uvila ngaphi uyani ngoba okunye kwakhona okokuphula kwabo umthetho bakwephula bengakwazi ukuthi vele baphele umthetho ngoba into abayaziya befundiswayo ningabona abantu abakezimbabwe bebutheni fikani kuphela libachaya libe selibuza umbuzo seqedile ukubachaya.
So I think Mr. Nyon is raising a very important issue there. He's saying that maybe the police in Zimbabwe don't even understand some provisions of the constitution, this new constitution. So he says what they learned maybe was to, you know, whenever they see people protesting, they go in there, beat them up, and that's it.
Of course, I think there was a provision when this new constitution was being written that human rights must be one of the issues that, you know, members of the police must be given access to. They were saying there should be lessons in human rights and protecting the constitution. I don't know. I think that was never done. Regatiende kunemwe mutereri Samanyanga wari kuBotswana. Makadi Samanyanga.
Tiripo makadi yenyu mwa blessing.
Aiwa tiripo nyairi mudariro mainzwa.
Eh nyairi mudariro ndaizwa. Dambudziko ratinaro kuZimbabwe. Semaonero andirozviita ndere kuti hurumende yatinayo ihurumende iri kuda kuprolonga utongi wayo kusvika pakuti handiti munonzwa achitaura pachena kuti uri kuti vamugabe vatonge kusvikira vafira pachigaro. Izvozve varenga vachirevera kuti hapafanire kunge pane mumwe munhu anoratidza kuti zvaitwa izvi hazvina kunaka nehurumende. Saka dambudziko riripo kuZimbabwe nderekuti hurumende yatinayo haitedze constitution. Kana provision iri kutaurwa iyoyo kunzi inotendera kuti vanhu varatidzire haina basa kuvanhu vezanupf nokuti inovatadzisa kuti varambe vachienda vachitonga. KuZimbabwe hakutenderwe vanhu kumira vatatu vatatu vana vana. Ukamira muri 3-4 munenge matupara mhosva. Zvanzi muri kurongei.
Samanyanga imbobatai Samanyanga tiri kudzoka kwamuri Samanyanga tinotenda Samanyanga chimbobatai tiri kudzoka kwamuri Mr. Nyoni and Mr. Muchikasira please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately it ends here but the good news is we are streaming live so go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned.